So today is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And actually, in Japan, there were two Valentine's Days. But don't worry, guys, you still only have to remember one day. Unfortunately, it's not February 14th that you have to remember. February 14th is Valentine's Day in Japan, but only the women give usually chocolate. And usually not only just to their husband or their boyfriend or partner. Usually they give to, if they work in an office, they'll give to their male co-workers. If they're a student, they'll give to their male teachers. Okay. but then 1 month later, March 14th, this is the one the guys need to remember. Okay, this is called White Day, and this is where we give back, right? So usually again, chocolates, and we give to the women in our lives. So as it's Valentine's Day, I thought it's makes sense to talk about love, right? And I wonder if you remember a time in your life when you felt loved. For me, it was when I was leaving the Doulos OM ship, and Manami gave me a book that she had made. It was called My Friend, and it was full of memories that she'd written, and also full of my friends' memories that they had written. And just reading it and receiving this little book and reading all the different messages and memories that my friends and Manami had written, and it really filled me with love, and I felt so loved from that little book. And for Christians, love is really one of the main things, isn't it? We're told to love God, love others. The Bible says that out of faith, hope, and love is the greatest. And even at NBC, is it your theme or your slogan? The thing that's on the top of your website, it says loving, caring, reaching. Okay, so love is pretty important to us, isn't it? And today I just want to read one verse, and that is 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. Okay, 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. And it says this: we love because he first loved us. Talking about God, right? We love because he first loved us. And I think just reading it sounds quite simple. But the more you think about it, the more you dig into it, the more amazing it becomes. If you think God loved us first, if we look at the natural relationship between God and man, it makes the fact that God loved us first even more amazing. In 1 John 4, verse 10, it says, "In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins." So love doesn't come from us. In fact, naturally, our relationship with God is not good. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 3 calls us children of wrath. Colossians 1:21 says we were alienated and hostile. And Romans 5:10 says we were enemies of God. So naturally, there is no love towards God coming from us. And from that verse, from verse 10, it says that love is not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. In the previous verse, verse 9, this is how God showed his love to us, by sending his son into the world so that we might live. And in other places, it says these things. Romans 5, verse 8 says, "For God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Why? While we were still sinners? Well, because Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin," right, the result of sin, "is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord." And even before we were born, before the foundation of the world, before we even had a chance to become children of wrath, alienated, hostile, enemies, Ephesians 1 tells us that God chose us. God loved us. And God cared for us and reached out to us first also. John 3:16, probably the most famous verse in the Bible. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." And 2 Peter 3, verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. You know, God does not want anyone to perish, does he? And despite the fact that we were children of wrath, we were alienated, hostile enemies, God doesn't want anyone to die. And so he took care of that by reaching out and sending Jesus to pay the penalty for sin, to pay the wages of sin, and to give us the opportunity to believe in him and be saved. Romans 10 verse 13 says, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." And John 1 verse 12, "But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." And isn't that amazing? No, he did it all first. He made all the moves first. He loved you. He cared for you. So he reached out to you before you even ever gave him a thought. And what makes the fact that he loved us first even more amazing than what we've already mentioned is if you look at what God thinks about sin. Now, he hates sin. In the Old Testament, when Israel was moving around and getting rid of all the people that lived in the promised land, God said, "You shouldn't do anything that those people do, because what they do is detestable." You know, God by nature and sin by nature could not be more opposite. 1 John 1 verse 5 describes God as light and describes sin as darkness. You know, they are opposite, aren't they? And God is holy, which means he is good, loving, righteous, wrathful, but merciful and gracious, tolerant and patient. Whereas words that the Bible describes sin are rebel, evil, wicked, ungodly, unrighteous, injustice, deception, error, perversion. You know, and this is where we were, isn't it? And where so many people still are. You know, naturally, we're living in darkness, in rebellion, in evil, in wickedness. You know, there is a huge difference between what God fundamentally is and what we fundamentally are. Again, they're opposites, wasn't it? And yet, he loved us first. It's, as I said, the more I think about this, I can't fully grasp it. I can't fully understand it. It just amazes me that, you know, God, despite who and what we were and what we were doing and how we were living, he still said, "I'm going to love you first." And it's amazing, isn't it? I think we are saturated in sin, and yet God says, "I'm going to love you. And I do love you." That's amazing, isn't it? He sent his son and he reached out to us while we were still just living our own lives and not thinking about him. But what does that mean for us now? Well, our verse said, "We love because God first loved us." So what does the "we love" part of it mean? Well, I think we cannot truly love, care, or reach without first experiencing God's love, right? And acknowledging that it comes from God and accepting it for ourselves. You know, I believe all people can experience God's love, but not everyone acknowledges that it comes from God, and even less accept it for themselves. But we need to do those three things, right? We need to experience God's love, we need to acknowledge that it comes from God, and we need to accept it for ourselves first before we can truly love, right? Because God's love shows us how to love. Right? It is God's love that enables us to love, and it is God's love that we use to love God and to love others, to care and to reach. You know, and God's love turns what may feel like duty into delight. Like, God's love shows us how to love. If you feel you want to help, you know, do some good deed, but you don't know what, you know, look at what God did. Look at what Jesus did for others. Look at what the Bible teaches, because it shows us how to love. And God's love enables us to love. You know, loving, caring, reaching shouldn't and doesn't have to be burdensome. When done for God and by God, it turns into a delight, into worship to God. Religion of duty says, I ought to attend church and worship because I'm told to do this. I have to love my neighbor even though they are a horrible person because I'm told to do this. You know, I cannot do what I want to do because I'm told not to do it. And I think if that is your experience of Christianity, then that's really sad. And you know, and that's not a true relationship with Jesus. You know, there's no delight in that. There's no worship in that, is there? But it is God's love that we use to love God and to love others. You know, don't get bogged down if you're struggling to know how to love or feel like it's coming from a sense of duty. If you try to love, care, reach from yourself, then it won't work, and perhaps you will feel sad, tired, or frustrated. Rather, first, think about God. Think about the overflowing and overwhelming love that He has for you, and the fact that He loved you first, despite what you did and who you were, naturally. And from that point, right, from being just amazed by His love, from that, go and praise Him and love Him and reflect His love to others. You know, loving, caring, and reaching. My prayer for you and myself is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5. It says this, 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 5. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. And let me read that again. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you so much that you loved us first. Despite who we were and what we were, and you decided to love us first. You sent your son Jesus to die for us so that we could know you. And I thank you that now you've given us that mission to love, care, and reach, and we do that all because of your love. Thank you that your love gives us the power to do that. It shows us how to do that, and it is the very thing that we give as we love, care, and reach for people. Father, I thank you for NBC. I thank you for this church. I thank you for all the people that are in this church, and I pray that they will really experience your love for them. And I pray that in this week, and not just this week, but every single day, they will be able to just mirror that love out to people, into their family, into their friends, into their workplaces, into their neighborhoods, Father. And I really pray that they will love, that they will care, and that they will reach. You know, it doesn't have to be, they don't have to become overseas missionaries. They can reach into their community, Lord. So I thank you for NBC. I ask that you bless them and keep them and shine your face upon them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys, and we look forward to seeing you again very soon.